Hello and welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by TuttVid.com. We are going to take a look at some custom image boarding, how to create your own borders. And the really great thing about this technique is it's very versatile and it's always different. Okay, you're never going to get the same thing twice and you're never going to get the same thing as anyone else. So, with that in mind, let's take a look at how to do this. I am using Photoshop CS3 here, but you should be able to follow this tutorial going all the way back to probably about Photoshop 7. So that means Photoshop 7, CS, CS2, and CS3. Although anything older than CS2, when we start working with smart objects at the end, you're not really going to be able to do that because smart objects are new to CS2. So, let's close this image down. And I'm going to open up this image of this motorcyclist and let's take a look at it. So we got this image and we want to basically just make a border, just, you know, some kind of rough, grungy, maybe not grungy border. So how do we do that? Well, let's first create a new layer, but we need to create the new layer below the image. So how do we do that? Well, we need to unbackground the background layer. And you can, you know, demote that from being a background layer by Alt double clicking. The reason I'm clicking Alt is because if you just double click, you get this new layer dialog box that pops up. If you hold Alt, you don't get any dialog box. Then hit Control or Command if you're on the Mac and select the new layer button. And voila, we've got a nice layer below us now. Okay? We are going to now increase the canvas of our image. We're going to image canvas size, and we're going to increase it about 60 pixels on each side. So we're going to go 860 by 610. Hit OK. And now we've got a little bit of room to play with around the edges. We're going to fill the background layer, the newfound background layer, right there, with white. And we have this image now right above it. Next up, create a new layer above the image and grab the rectangle tool. Now this is kind of important with the rectangle tool. You have to make sure it is set to draw paths. See that? It's that paths. It's the little selector in the middle. Not the shape layers, not the fill pixels, paths. And then draw a rough selection around the edge. You know, get as close to the edge as you can, but don't worry about it if you're not quite perfect. Just like that, over in the paths panel, we now have a path. You can double click on it to give it a name and that saves the path. Go back to the layers panel and grab the brush tool. Now open up the brush options panel and I am going to load in some brushes. We have tons of brushes we can use from Adobe, so I'm just going to stick with the stuff Adobe has so you don't have to go out and find any brushes. I'm going to select the sorted brushes and hit OK. Okay, here we have some stuff we can play with. Let's try this sort of glam sparkle brush. I'm going to select scatter options or shape dynamics. And size jitter we're going to put up to 100. We're going to shut control off. Actually, you know, we're going to leave pen pressure on for now, but the control will be pen pressure, but I'll show you why we're not going to use it. Minimum diameter will be 0. Angle jitter as maximum as you can get. And we can even throw some roundness jitter in there, maybe a little bit there. Scattering. We want there to be scattering and we want there to be a high count of whatever brush we're using, especially if it's something that's very thin like this. And we can scatter. The more we scatter, the more we want there to be, the more, you know, little brush heads we want there to be. So let's close the brush options and come over to paths. And here at the bottom of the paths panel, you have this little circle, this hollow circle, not the dotted hollow circle, the solid hollow circle, the solid edged circle, I should say. And that is the stroke path with brush, you know, the little tooltips popping up just off screen. And when I do that, you're going to see that I sort of put a dusting of those white crystals or glam sparkles around the edge. But that's not nearly enough to give us any kind of a good mask, so we need to click several times. So I'm going to keep clicking, and I'm going to click a whole bunch of times. But you can see what's happening, because pen pressure's on, it's all coming out of this corner, the corner that I based my path out of when I clicked and dragged. So I don't like that. I want to undo now everything that I just did. And I want to go back to my brush tool, into the brush options, and I want to go to shape dynamics and control off. Also, I want to make sure I increase the flow to 100. That may be why I had a rough time seeing it. Now, look at that. Now we're starting to make it look like a good edge. Okay, and because it's white, as long as we got a good covering, it really looks like it's bordered right in there. So that's one way you can do it, or what we can do is control click that layer, and then we can shut it off, and then select this layer and choose mask. But hey, look at what it does. It just saves the edge of the photo and gets rid of the center. That's not what we want. We want to reverse mask this, so I'm gonna hit control Z to undo that. Hold down Alt when you click the mask button, and look at that. It reverse masks it and gives us that nice edge. So that is one way to create an edge. Let's take a look at another way. And this is kind of a cool little way to use a clipping mask to mask. But actually, before we do that, let me just throw a couple layer styles on this image. Let's go layer style, and I'll say gradient overlay to start. Black to white, set it to overlay. Kind of pops the contrast a little bit. Maybe an inner glow, preferably a black inner glow. See what that looks like. Might be kind of strange looking, but it might actually look cool. So we're going to make it come way in on him, like that. Set that to overlay, and maybe soft light. I don't like it. Let's go back to normal. Normal. And just reduce the opacity a lot. Hit OK. And there we go. You can see that we have this photo that we have literally just completely transformed the way it looked, just by adding a border and a few layer styles. So let's go on to the next image. Okay, we got this iStock photo. We're going to border as well. So again, we're going to double click that background layer, holding down Alt so we don't get that dialog box. Control click for a new layer behind, and go image, canvas size. This one we're going to increase to 900. We're going to increase 100 on each side. 900 by 650, so we got a nice amount of space to work with. We're going to fill back there with white. Now we're going to duplicate the image layer, and we're going to click this little transparency button, so we're locking the transparent pixels. We can now fill this layer with black, but you can see that the transparent stuff didn't get filled. It's exactly what we wanted. So now we're going to control click this layer and make sure we have the marquee tool. We're going to right click on it and say make work path. And the tolerance is going to be set to 0.5 pixels. Hit OK, and we now have a work path. Shut this layer off now. And what we want to do is just grab another brush, and, well, first create a new layer. And we want to grab another brush, the brush tool, and open up the brush options, and all we have to do is choose a new tip shape. We don't really need to be too worried about anything else, because everything else is going to be fine. And I'm just looking for something. Yeah, let's use this right here. This looks good. Decrease the spacing. Okay. And what we're going to do, we actually don't need this layer too. We need to turn this black layer back on, unlock the transparency, go to the paths palette, select that work path, let me double click it, matter of fact, to save it, and just start applying stroke after stroke to the outside of this. Just like that, it looks good. Deselect that path. Now select this layer and hit control T. We want to bring this in until it's right around the edges of our photo. Hit check, and now we are going to clip this photo to this layer. So I'm going to bring this photo up above the layer by just dragging it up, hold down the Alt key or the Option key, and hover between those layers and just click, and you can see we have now clipped her to that layer. It's going to be easier to see if I just make the background black. You can see how we have clipped out the edges of the photo using this as a clipping mask. So now that's not the only thing we can do. Because this is a clipping mask, we can do some pretty cool stuff with it. Let's convert this image to a smart object. Just select that image layer, go layer, smart objects, convert to smart object. So now we've got a smart object there. Very cool. Next, let's apply a gradient overlay, just like we did before. Layer style, gradient overlay, black and white. We're just going to set it to overlay. And maybe we should do something else. Let's lower the opacity of that clipping layer. and hit OK. Let's just add a vignette. So I'm going to hold in the Alt key and choose New Layer, and it's going to ask me, use previous layer to click, create clipping mask. It's not actually asking, it's giving you the option. Hit OK. So there we go, we've got that. Now we are going to fill this layer with black. No, we're not going to fill this layer with black. We are going to use the Rectangular Marquee tool, and we're going to draw out, set the rectangle to normal style, normal. And we are going to draw out a rectangle that goes, you know, almost to the edges, but not quite. Then we're going to go select. If you have Photoshop CS3 or newer, you can use Refine Edge. I'm going to use Modify just for those of you that don't. And we're going to go Modify, Feather. Or actually, I think in the older ones, Feather is just under the Select menu, come to think of it. And we're going to feather this about 30 pixels for this size image. Now, if you're using a larger image, it's going to be, you know, larger feather. Now hit Control-Shift-I or Command-Shift-I to invert the selection and fill that with black. Control or Command-D to deselect and set that to overlay as the blend mode. Or if that's not doing anything, well, for this image, it's not really going to do anything. We could just reduce the opacity. I'm just going to set the blend mode to overlay, though, because I'm going to show you a cool little trick here. We are going to swap this image out and allow another image to come in and take the border and take the layer styles that we have been using. And we can do that because it's a smart object, and you can just replace the contents of a smart object. So let's take a look at how to do that. We have the image over here in the bridge. I got this little image of the jet ski. It's just a photo that comes with Photoshop. But actually, before we do that, because this is a smart object, we can apply smart filters to it. So let's go filter. Well, let's apply a Gaussian blur to it. Let's choose Gaussian blur, and we'll say 10 pixels of Gaussian blur. Pretty severe, huh? Now we're going to double-click this little slider thing here, and that's going to open up the blending options. I'm going to choose Mode, Screen, and maybe we'll reduce the opacity down to about 50-ish. There we go. So now all we have to do is right-click on this smart object, the layer, not the thumbnail, the actual layer, and hit Replace Contents. But because you can't see that fully, I'm going to go Layer, Smart Object, Replace Contents. And here we go. It's going to bring me over to Images. I don't want Images, so what I'm going to do is find our file here, it's bordering. And here we go. We got this jet ski image here, so I'm going to bring that in. And you can see it looks very strange, but that's because it's so large. Now it's going to say smart filters will be applied to this layer will be turned off temporarily while transforming is being previewed. So that's fine. It's just temporary. And you can see that this image is much larger than the other one. So I hit Control T there. I'm going to hit Shift Alt, and I'm going to drag it in to make it much, much smaller. And you can see that the vignetting is applied to it. And now that blur is applied to it. And all the other stuff that we had on the other image is applied to this automatically just because it's just swapping in seamlessly and taking the place of the other smart object. So it's really, really cool. And that's a neat way to border your images. So hope you learned something from this one. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for watching. And please go check out the site. That's www.tutvid.com.